Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says you sound like a teenage girl.
Yeah, dude.
Texas says I'm a UK fan. You're embarrassing us.
And James Strebel.
You keep texting that in while Calipari knows me and not you, buddy. How about them apples? In your sad cell phone. Your Nokia brick.
Oh,
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder, Bellarmine basketball on in about 15 minutes. Probably not a good day to leave the show 10, 15 minutes early.
About an hour. That's fine. Not 15 minutes.
What's that?
You said in 15 minutes, but it's 5:45, so in about an hour.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
I need to go back to the tape to see if that's exactly what I said. Eagles Commanders over on 93.9 The Ville beginning at 7:30. So there you go.
Yeah.
Very busy today.
Some Monday Night Football, a little Bellarmine's basketball. Keep rolling, Bellarmine. Keep rolling, Scotty D.
There you go. We'll keep rolling along. So
yes.
That's what we'll do. All right, Jack, we got 13 minutes of a medley.
Oh, boy.
13. Yes, we do.
Is that your record, Jack?
I think we should.
It's easily the record.
I think we should play this to lead into Bellarmine.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
It's just to play this to lead. Like, I want it, Jack, in my perfect world.
Yes.
I would off at 5:27.
I would want the medley to roll from that just into Doug Ormay's voice. Like, I would love for the last yelling right or wrong person on the medley to just go into Doug Ormay's beautiful voice. Jack did this. We'll put it up on the podcast center. I haven't heard it. I have not heard it.
Oh, so we're all new except for Jack here.
I've heard bits and pieces, and we've heard it mostly over the last 6-7 months or so.
Right.
So I have no idea what's on this.
Okay.
Go ahead. Right, let's go, Jack. Let's go.
Are you ready? From the University of Kentucky, live on ESPN.
And the millions watching around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
I would be fascinated to see the Kenny Payne versus Cal war that would go on recruiting-wise if they hire Kenny Payne, because everybody thinks he's going to go to Kentucky. Like, that's a given today. When Kenny Payne gets the job at Louisville, like, does he go to Louisville? Like, it's a realistic question. Like, they could absolutely get the number one player in the country right off the bat from Kentucky at Louisville. Like, how crazy would that be?
DJ Wagner ain't coming to Louisville.
Oh, there it is.
The team with DJ Wagner and Mackenzie Bock and all them the year after. Yeah, that team will be a national championship team. But this team, like I'm saying, like, dude, like, man, this is a good squad.
I'm confident that DJ Wagner is going to be at Kentucky and not Louisville.
It's a national thing, you know. I mean, we're talking the number one player in America.
DJ versus Bronny. Is LeBron going to be there?
Ooh, maybe.
Surely LeBron's here, right?
Maybe.
I mean, he might as well get comfortable.
Why not recruit Bronny?
You want Bronny on your team?
Yeah.
Why do you want Bronny?
DJ Wagner and Bronny.
This is awesome. DJ Wagner, you're starting to say, no longer the number one player in the country, Mark. What happened?
I probably picked up a few crystal balls from Louisville, and so they had to slide them down the rankings. That's how that works.
There it is.
Yeah, you know, if he had picked up a few crystal balls from North Carolina, he'd be solidly the number one player in the country, or Duke, or whatever. But no, when you're crystal balling a player to Louisville, they got to slide them down the rankings.
When you were at Memphis, DeJuan was there. We all know that your grandson is one of the top players in the country. Do you have to stay out of that in terms of what happens going forward in recruiting of him?
Well, I'm not getting into that right now. Like I said, this is just about me.
Uncle Wes, Uncle Bill, Uncle Kenny, Uncle this, Cal.
Since that day has been announced that KP is coming in, the information has been kind of tilting towards Louisville's favor. They have very strong family ties, as does Kentucky, obviously. There's no denying that. But sources that I've talked to, they all have increasingly become more confident as time goes on that DJ will ultimately land at Louisville.
It's family.
Yeah, exactly. You
know?
So
we got Uncle Wes, Uncle Jerry. And hey, who knows? Maybe we'll add another member to the family.
We're just talking to one of them, Uncle William Wesley, Uncle Wes. I know he's probably watching right now. He said make sure I shout him out, but... I know he's a very happy man and proud man right now as well.
He introduced himself to me, and then he was Fresh Wes, and he ran a sneaker store in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and said, you're going to see me around a lot the next few years because I'm best friends with Billy Thompson and Milt Wagner.
Louisville couldn't hire Kenny Payne and Uncle Wes until July 1st. Now, if July 1st happens, all of a sudden the world changes. What does Lachlan McClain say? The data changed.
Oh.
So the data's changed. And so you can scream a lot. When they were doing that, it was illegal. Now it's not.
Stop with DJ Wagner, Louisville fans. Stop. Move on. You got to quit doing this to yourselves. He ain't coming. He's not. Ultimately, I'm going to be completely vindicated here, and I'm so happy that all these Louisville fans put all their chips, hopes, dreams into Kenny Payne to get DJ Wagner, and you fell on your face, and you're going to have another bum class like this bum class you have coming in. The class
Settle
of
down.
Nobody.
Settle
How
down.
About that? Rummage! Rummage! Where are you, Rummage? Maven! Maven!
Strebel can do a lot of screaming and stuff like that, but that's the reality of the situation. And I would like to have, as the rule change, the guy who knows how this works. I want Uncle Wes.
He completely forget that, I don't know, John Calipari actually coached DJ Wagner's father at Memphis. They don't remember that. Who's closer to the son, Gramps or Papa? Probably Papa.
I still think that Louisville has the inside track on DJ.
If nothing else, it looks like Louisville is guaranteed DJ Wagner's most likely not going to Kentucky.
I would love that.
I heard a recruit, the EYBL, last week. They were talking, and I can't remember who it was. I don't even think it was anybody that Louisville was recruiting, but they were like, yeah, like, DJ Wagner was holding a baby.
Yeah.
Like, it was like,
DJ Wagner signed a baby.
Yeah,
chest.
He literally took a picture and was like kissing a baby in Louisville garb.
Yeah,
like,
so
it was like, you know, like, I mean, damn, that's massive. People see that. They're like,
yeah.
These people are like, this is insane. You know, this is awesome.
Incredible.
Damn it, Finkelstein. Damn it, Finkelstein. What are you doing to me? I mean, it's over, Perrin. It's over for me. I'm throwing the damn paper. I know I got to read. I got to tell you about Cincinnati Reds later on in Louisville City FC. I don't give a damn. I'm throwing the paper away. Congrats, Louisville fans. Congrats. We don't have a shot. It's over. It's over. It's over.
Payne should have gone to Spain.
Payne should have gone to Spain with a big bag of money, with a bunch of euros in this, and you know, and
some crypto.
And all we need is Kenny Payne to go to Spain. Hopefully, we come back to Spain, and John Calipari and DJ Wagner didn't elope while that happened. But you know, we'll see how this all occurs.
Texture says, Why isn't Payne going to Spain? I don't know.
I don't know.
He's dispatching his garrison. I don't know.
There's nine players here that he needs to attend to.
Yeah.
Calipari is not waving the white flag when it comes to DJ Wagner.
That's the second one today, Jack. That's the second one today. You had Graf earlier. You got Branham now. Y'all got too comfortable. You got too comfortable with KP. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, everybody. Here comes Cal. Here comes Cal in Spain. Watch out. Watch out, Kenny Payne. You should have gone, buddy. You should have gone, KP. Nolan Smith doesn't hit like Calipari. He just doesn't. Whoopsie. Whoopsie. How about that? Woo!
I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. Get on me, want to know, Hank, why?
Kenny Payne's too comfortable. Kenny Payne hired Pop Pop, and he expected
it's the same, it's the same thing, Jack. 5 o'clock hour.
He expected DJ Wagner just to fall in his lap.
To hell with you, Branham.
That's exactly what happened. Calipari said, no, I'm going to Spain to see you personally.
Over and over. Everybody made my prediction. So if I get stoned, I'm just carrying on an old family tradition.
I'm going to make my pitch. I'm not just going to hire family members to sit back and say, here, come to me, big boy. I hired Grandpa. Just come over here. No, Calipari's working. He is working. He didn't send assistants. He went himself.
He brought assistants.
Went himself.
Yeah.
So my theory about Spain is spot on.
But what about
it's spot on.
Cal better not lose him.
Calipari loses DJ Wagner to Louisville after DJ Wagner showing up on Nike ads? Woo! Oh, man. Would y'all agree?
Adidas 100% cares. If DJ Wagner goes to Louisville and he's in Nike commercials, they will care. They will not like that, Steve. If they want to be in Adidas school and he's on with Drake repping Nike off the court, you don't think they care about that?
I've said it on this show before, and I'm going to say it again. Before we even get to the Kenny Payne element. Nike nor Adidas give 2 cents if a kid plays 6 months at the other school's university. Don't care. Don't care.
I wouldn't say that we're not going to get him. I don't think this is done. I don't think this is finished at all. I think that there's a lot of buzz and a lot of conjecture. And while it's not over and some people think Kentucky might have an edge, until the kid says anything, until the kid announces, I don't think it's over. He hasn't visited Louisville yet.
Oh, we're so sure that DJ Wagner should go to Louisville, huh? That didn't sound very positive towards the Louisville side, did it?
No, not at all.
How about that? And Jody looks scared. Oh, he's not a lock? Oh, listen to this, all you card bums. Listen to this. Y'all just believe that just because Kenny Payne's the coach, he's automatically coming. Listen, and look, DeJuan Wagner don't look too happy in that picture either. How about that? How about that? Don't count your chickens before they hatch. You think it's over? It ain't over.
You got Milt Wagner. You got Purvis Ellison in play, and Louisville can't get him. And and then also DJ Wagner gets the crystal ball to go to Kentucky. And we'll see when he actually commits. But Kenny Payne should have gone to Spain.
Yeah.
And there are other players out there. Sure. Okay. But like that's just one of those things you got to go above and beyond for the best talent that's out there.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. Get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
It's over. Can we now say? Can we now put
it in?
Can we put it to bed?
No.
R.I.P. DJ Wagner to Louisville. It's dead.
Boy,
it's gone.
Wow,
it's
giving
underground.
Us more content.
It's underground, or it's in a
cave,
or it's in a mausoleum, or it's been cremated. It's dead. Pat on the head. That's good for you, Coach. Good for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot wait till he commits to Kentucky and everybody just pivots, and y'all get some 3-star, 4-star bum. Let's go. That's from DJ. That's not from Twitter account anonymous Louisville dude. Let's go. Yes.
Yes!
Yeah! I mean, if we get him and AJ Johnson, I'm like, DJ who? I don't care nothing about DJ.
He looks like Anton Gill, but less athletic.
He lost this one. Like, right now, yeah. To me, I'm taking this as an L, and I want DJ Wagner.
Kenny Payne struck out. He lost DJ. He's going to Kentucky. That's it. And we're going to suck. This is all about rivalry getting him. Yeah, you, because again, when you look at 6'2", 6'3", on the court, you're like, okay. Damn.
DJ Wagner's probably going to go to Kentucky. You got me. Ha.
You know who he does have a close relationship? Cal. John Calipari. That's who he has a close relationship with. John Calipari. Hair
Bruiser Flint.
I don't care who it is.
Jack, this is how it's going to be, man.
Yep.
DJ Wagner to Kentucky. DJ Wagner, Justin Edwards, Aaron Bradshaw. Let's go. We're going to get more than Reed Shepard. We're going to get more.
You forgot about Cal Reed Shepard.
And O's coming back, too. Oh! Already got Kingsley.
O's
already
not coming back.
Already got a Duthero. Oh, boy. Cal going to run off to the sunset with two back-to-back Final Fours.
16.
Woo! Woo! Oh, boy. Woo!
All I do is win, no matter what. Look at money on my
Oh, is that it, Jack? Oh,
great job.
Oh,
yeah. That 13 minutes flew by, man. That was good stuff,
a
13 Jack.
13-minute big rig victory.
That was great.
Oh, man.
That was great, Jack.
Oh, man. What a stupid thing.
It was a stupid thing.
What a stupid story.
Stroll down memory lane.
Oh, man. What a stupid story, man.
It's just because.
What a stupid story.
It was the. The Kenny Payne element put it over the edge. If it was just a regular old
Kenny never should have hired Milt. He never should have hired Milt.